Kaikonea Kim o ngā pūrongo Pakihi. And Kim, a review will question the rise in telco complaints.
Kia ora, Mariana. Yes, the number of complaints about telecommunications companies is on the rise, and the Commerce Commission wants to know why. It will be one of the key topics of the Commission's review of the sector's dispute resolution scheme, an industry-backed, free and independent service. The Telecommunications Commissioner, Tristan Gilbertson, says the review will look at how the scheme is working, whether it's covering the right issues, the right players in the sector, and how it's being run. The Telecommunications Forum represents the broad industry, and its chief executive, Jeff Thorne, says a 13% rise in customer complaints doesn't mean telco service is getting worse.
Any increase in complaints can come about for a whole range of reasons. One is an increased awareness. So if more people are aware of it, they'll take their complaints there to get them resolved. It can also be in relation to the greater reliance that people are putting on their telecommunication services. And the TDR provides a great service. About 98% of the inquiries that are made to the dispute scheme are actually resolved by the companies. They actually do a really good job of dealing with those themselves. And so there's only something like 2% actually get resolved through mediation or direct resolution.
Telecommunications Forum Chief Executive Jeff Thorne there. The small investment company Just Life Group has been busy on the acquisition trail, snapping up its second business this week. The company will buy the natural supplements firm About Health for $17 million, which will be funded through a capital raise and existing debt facilities from its banker. Earlier this week, it announced it was taking a 60% stake in the water tank supplier Designer Tanks. Just Life Group owns a number of lifestyle and home building products businesses. Its chief executive, Tony Falkenstein, says the deals signal the company's revival after the disruptions caused by the pandemic.
It's been a real roller coaster year. I mean, COVID hit. The great thing about it was a really good period of thinking time. You know, the leadership team of three of us, I mean, we met every day, 7 days a week during COVID. I mean, a lot of it was on what we're going to do, how we're going to handle it, but also just looking at strategy for the future. And so, you know, so we went from where we were, you know, 30% down in revenues, and, you know, we've come back, and unfortunately the market's come back too.
Just Life Group Chief Executive Tony Falkenstein there. As you may have heard in the news, Air New Zealand is having its busiest day in more than a year. A long weekend, school holidays and Trans-Tasman travel is putting more than 40,000 passengers on more than 500 flights. Chief Executive Greg Foran is flying to Sydney today and is trialling a new app from the global airline body, the International Air Travel Association, aimed at helping travellers tackle the necessary health checks. But the reality isn't so cheery for the global airline industry. Airlines are expected to lose more than $50 billion this year, and their debt is expected to rise by about half to $900 billion. The new head of IATA, Willie Walsh, says the biggest worry is an uncoordinated resumption of services.
Governments need to give us, you know, a warning and a plan as to when and how they're going to open, because getting that right is going to be critical, because it could actually lead to an increase in cash burn by airlines if it's not done properly. Governments have lacked coordination in the way they've gone about this. We really do need to see a coordinated approach. You know, we're looking at a global industry, and it's no good unless all parts of that industry are working in tandem. So I think there is a risk that, will be, I don't think chaotic, but I think it will be disjointed, and it clearly would be better for everybody if it was more coordinated.
The new head of the airline lobby group, IATA, Willie Walsh there. US stocks tumbled overnight amid reports that President Joe Biden wants to raise the capital gains taxes on millionaires by nearly doubling the rate from 20% to just under 40%. During the presidential campaign, Biden promised to make America's wealthiest households pay more tax, and the proposal would bring the capital gains tax rate and the top individual income tax rate of 37% closer together. Investment analyst Jack Ablin of Crescent Capital says investors appear to have been spooked by the potential expansion of the tax. He says taxing capital gains as part of broad income might allow cuts in tax rates overall, but there's a clear argument for letting capital gains go untaxed.
The reason why capital gains tax was generally advantaged was because we really do want to encourage entrepreneurship and business formation, because at the end of the day, that's where the jobs come from. So I can understand the other side of the argument. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to stick your neck out and start a business, then any benefit that you ultimately get should maybe be at a better tax rate than, say, you know, sitting at home and clipping coupons on bonds.
And that was investment analyst Jack Ablin of Crescent Capital there. Time for a look at the markets, and we're joined by Brad Gordon of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And how's our market looking on this Friday?
Well, it has bucked that weak lead from the offshore markets, and the NZX 50 gross index is currently up slightly, 6 points at 12,584. Amongst the majors, Auckland Airport, not really moving with that travel news, $7.50 unchanged. A2 Milk continues its recent weakness, down 17 cents at 8.06. Contact Energy up 6 cents at $7.57. Chorus up 5 cents at $6.73. Fletcher Building up 4 cents at $7.18. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare down 22 cents at $34.18. Infratil down 6 at $7.04. Kiwi Property unchanged at $1.24. Stride Property Group is actually up strongly, 7 cents or 3% at $2.35 after upgrading earnings this morning. Meridian up 5 cents at $5.54. Pacific Edge up 1 cent at $1.15. Pushpay down 5 cents at $1.80. Restaurant Brands unchanged at $13.06. Spark up 1 cent at $4.42.
Let's take a very quick look at Australia, just some of the major movers.
Yeah, sure. Again, bucking that weak lead, the S&P ASX 200 is currently up 2 points at 7,057. Amongst the majors, BHP down 48 cents at 47.18. Commonwealth Bank unchanged at 89.15. National Australia Bank up 4 cents at 26.43. West Farmers down 13 cents at 56.01.
Let's go to the currency. How's the New Zealand dollar looking?
Sure, the New Zealand dollar is buying 92.85 Australian cents, 71.61 US cents against the Japanese yen at 77.27. Against the Great Britain pound sterling at 0.5172, and against the euro at 0.5958. The New Zealand trade weighted index at 75.3.
And quick look at interest rates, oil and gold.
The 3-month bank bill rate at 0.38%, 10-year government bond rate at 1.6%, Brent crude at $65.78 US dollars, and spot gold at $1,783 US dollars.
Brad Gordon there from Hobson Wealth Partners with the latest from the markets. And that is business news for midday.